Welcome back to another episode of Trigger. This is episode number 574, Wednesday, September 3rd. I'm Corian Ganimore. Here with me, as always, Matt Vespa.
Hola.
Hola, muchacho. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. It's week one of the NFL season.
Yeah.
It's starts beginning. Tomorrow night, right? Starts tomorrow night with the Eagles against the Cowboys.
I'm not a big football fan. You're.
I
know you're a college. Big Redskins fan, right?
No. The Redskins.
Eagles?
No, not Eagles.
Cowboys.
No. Hell no. Hell no.
Vespa's the biggest Giants
fan.
I'm
a long-suffering Giants fan.
He's wearing Mets gear right now. Big New York fan. Long-suffering.
The Mets are playing right now?
How are they doing?
I think they're only down one. Hold on. Let's check.
We'll do this in real time.
I don't think our audience cares. Me, personally, I'm not a football fan. The worst part about football season to me is fantasy football. I think it is the dumbest waste of time any human adult could spend.
Listen, people...
Do you do fantasy?
No, I don't do fantasy. People get really into it. Some of them are do multiple leagues.
The thing I can't stand about it is that, you know, you have these conversations with people who are all in the same league, and it's like, yo, Joe, you'd never believe who I benched this weekend who I shouldn't have. And then Joe would be like, oh, yeah? Well, guess who I benched and shouldn't have? Nobody actually cares what the other person is saying. They're so invested
but
in their
sometimes
own team.
But sometimes the pot... is substantial, so
sure. But why don't you just invest it?
Well, I mean, I also don't like the fact that like now people are fans of players as opposed to teams. I just don't like that.
Yeah, it's annoying. I just wish it would go away and die. similar to how the left was hoping Donald Trump would go away and die.
Yeah,
this
I know. The guy takes a week off. Because it's...
Not even. I think it was like 3 days.
It was like 3 days. Because, you know, it's Labor Day weekend. And, he goes away for 3 days. And everyone thinks he's dead. Well, the left thinks he's dead.
He was silent, I think, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, and then...
However, my good friend Reagan Reese works at the Daily Caller. Yeah. I was texting with her Thursday night, Friday morning, wishing her luck. Because she had an hour-long interview scheduled with Donald Trump in the Oval Office that day.
Yeah.
And she afterwards we're texting, oh, it went great. We talked about Russia, Ukraine. We talked about this, that, the other. And I'm like, oh, I'm so happy. And then the very next day, I'm seeing rumors that he might be dead.
He might be dead. And then he went to go play golf.
Then he went to play golf, but like people are zooming in on his face, like, oh, it looks like he might have a little bit of a jaw misfunction, or like it's like all screwed up. Or
meanwhile,
whatever, the
Biden
hand.
Has been unalive for the past 15 years and was hidden from view. So
go away with that bullshit.
They're so desperate to have like a Trump is deteriorating thing because we were right. We were right. For 4 years about Joe Biden, and they just cannot stand that we were right.
Yep, they
cannot. And their whole ruse got blown up on that CNN debate in June of last year, and they just can't deal with it. And first of all, that interview was fantastic. Trump is creating a presidential wall of fame in the new Rose Garden, and Biden is represented by the auto pen. That's his death.
It's so great. It's going to have 46 presidents. I have Trump the 46th. The seventh picture right outside the Rose Garden, the famous walkway. It's going to be a picture of the auto pen followed by Donald Trump 47. Yeah. I think that's hilarious. It's going to piss everybody off. Another thing that pissed everybody off this yesterday was when the White House changed the LinkedIn profile of the White House to a picture of Donald Trump. Like, it's his image. It's so anybody who's ever worked at the White House, their LinkedIn profile, Jen Psaki, Jen O'Malley, I actually forget her first name offhand, Barack Obama, their LinkedIn profiles, when they say President of the United States, it's going to have Donald Trump's mugshot right next to him. It's awesome. And they did it for trolling. Stephen Chung even said that that's the reason they did it.
Yeah.
But the left is really disappointed that Donald Trump is alive. They made up this conspiracy theory that he was dead. And notice the New York Times, the Washington Post didn't call these people conspiracy theorists.
No.
They didn't blow him out of the water saying you guys are f***ing nuts. They just kind of like stayed silent on it. If it was the roles were reversed, obviously there'd be tons of these right wing crazy conspiracy hat tinfoil wearing people.
That's what they called us about Joe Biden.
Yeah,
for years,
and we were right. So the audience on Stephen Colbert last night reacted to Stephen Colbert basically saying that the president's still alive.
When I came back in the office, I was shocked to learn that this weekend, the biggest story was frenzied social media rumors speculating whether Donald Trump had died.
So they're cheering the fact that he might be dead. At least that's what the papers were saying. Oh, all these theories. And then listen to how they react once Colbert admits he's alive.
For the record, Donald Trump is very much alive, okay? And no.
Boo! Can you believe that? What an awful, awful thing to say.
I mean, that's why the show lost $50 million a year.
Yeah. So Jen Psaki, after yesterday's big press conference, again, Donald Trump goes out for a small meeting, and then he was talking about how he's moving the Space Force to Huntsville, Alabama. He took questions for about 40 minutes, very clearly alive and with it. Jen Psaki isn't buying it.
That one, that's pretty serious stuff. Now, just to be clear, we went in just a very quick span there. We went from Trump saying he hadn't heard about the rumors of his death to Trump saying he did hear about them from reports, to then back to Trump saying he hadn't heard anything about any of it in the span of approximately 60 seconds in the Oval Office today. You really can't make this stuff up sometimes. And look, we may never know why Donald Trump suddenly spent a week hiding entirely from the American public, but you don't actually need baseless online conspiracies to explain why he might not want to show his face in public right now. I mean, for starters, there's the polling, and boy, is it brutal.
Disgusting. Oh, this is a woman who covered up for Joe Biden. Joe Biden took 2 weeks off to go to Camp David to prepare for his debate.
Yeah.
And how did that work out for him? Nobody saw him. He was hiding from the public eye. His Secretary of Defense takes days off, doesn't tell him about his health issues.
He was in the ICU.
Yeah.
He was in the ICU over, I think it was a procedure for dealing with his prostate cancer, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
And he didn't tell anybody. So,
and Joe Biden was hiding the fact that he had cancer.
Joe Biden has prostate cancer too. Yeah.
So that. Tampon Tim, disgraceful governor in Minnesota. He, by the way, he is the worst. Yeah, he's calling ICE Gestapo.
That whole family's all f***ed up. His daughter's a f***ed up. His son's a crying little bitch.
His wife
loves to smell the ruins of the burning city and gets high on the fumes from the tire fires.
And it's meanwhile, Tim Walz is the only man I know who waves with both hands.
Happy hands?
He was disappointed that Donald Trump's still alive.
You get up in the morning and you doom scroll through things, and although I will say this, the last few days you woke up thinking there might be news. Just saying. There will be news sometime. Just so you know, there will be news.
It's going to be funny when he dies before Trump.
Yeah. I'd laugh. So he won't get the news that he's
desperately waiting for. No, he won't.
He is a piece of shit.
Yeah, he is.
He's an absolute piece of shit, Tim Walz. And Scott Jennings mentioned the same thing last night on CNN. You're not supposed to say this word on TV, but in this case, it warrants it.
And you did not. Why?
Yeah. Well, because when he got on the phone and sounded very much alive, I thought it would sound kind of stupid, frankly, to ask an alive person if they were dead.
Scott Jennings interviewed Donald Trump yesterday, and that's what he's referencing. Yeah. By the way, Scott Jennings interviewed me the other day.
Nice.
The side star. Great, great guy. Awesome. I'm a huge fan of his. He had me on the show, on his radio show, talk about the craziness in Arlington, Virginia, and all the trannies running wild. The school board districts. Anyway, I digress. I just want to say I love Scott Jennings.
I'll tell you who is a complete piece of shit. I'm going to tell you right now.
There have been a lot of swear words at
this
table
today. Tim Walz, okay? the governor of Minnesota, holding up a phone in front of a rally saying, well, we thought we were going to wake up and find out the president had died. Someday it'll happen.
Yeah, you're right, Scott Jennings. He is a piece of shit. Politico is a piece of shit, too. They actually ran this headline. Trump denies he's dead.
Yeah. And like the whole...
What was he supposed to say? No, actually, I agree. I am dead.
The tragedy of that headline is like the story itself is actually kind of interesting because they go through all like the body double stuff, mm-hmm. which is totally fine. But at the same time, you people would have attacked us and have attacked us for 4 years over there.
Yep. Speaking of attacks, there's been a lot of attacks in Chicago over the past weekend
What do you mean? It's just a normal day over there.
Yeah, just a normal day. 54 people shot over the weekend, 7 people killed. The youngest victim was 14 years old. In total, there were 42 shot and 10 people killed.
Yeah.
Is it acceptable? I don't think so, right?
And
so Donald Trump is planning, at least he said it, he's planning to send the National Guard in.
But he won't say when.
It's been working in Washington, D.C. Crime is way down, and the mayor, Muriel Bowser, is actually going to continue a lot of his policies when Donald Trump's 30-day period runs out.
Yeah.
However, he's thinking of ways of extending that. the governor of Illinois and the disgraced mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, they want no part of it because they love crime. They want crime to continue. He even said so.
We have reason to believe that the Trump administration has already begun staging the Texas National Guard for deployment in Illinois. I want to be very clear on this point, and I want to speak directly to the press right now. We know before anything has happened here that the Trump plan is to use any excuse to deploy armed military personnel to Chicago.
Well, it's because he cares about crime and apparently the people that you do not.
Yeah. And the people want it.
Yeah.
I mean, how many interviews with Chicago residents have you seen where they're like, we welcome anything to make our neighborhood safer? Yeah, I want my kids to play outside, said one father.
It's the fat billionaire liberals like J.B. Pritzker and all the liberal moms with hate has no home here in their front yards, probably living 20 miles outside of Chicago, calling themselves Chicago residents, who are actually opposed to it. Mayor Johnson, guy who has disgraced that city, really, he had this to say. He said the shootings will continue.
Shootings will continue as long as this presidential administration continues to put politics over people.
What?
How do you even react to that?
What?
So, yes, the shootings will continue.
Well, this is the guy who, by the way, killed the ShotSpotter renewal contract. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know about that.
Yeah,
It's basically, it's a system that triangulates gunshots or audible noises, right? It analyzes all the noises that occur in certain neighborhoods, high crime neighborhoods, and, you know, technicians determine if it's a gunshot or not, and they're able to pinpoint the location and, you know, provide a faster response for law enforcement. And for the first time, the council was against the mayor on this. They wanted that renewed. Mm-hmm. And Brandon Johnson said no.
He doesn't
so care. It got shut down, I think, last September. And, you know, and here we go. Now we have, because before, you know, with the shooting in the neighborhood, right, it's like you're a chicken with your, you know, you don't know where that is. Yeah. So that technology allowed officers to really, like, focus on the area of the crime. And
Chicago's got very strict gun laws. It's not the gun laws that are preventing it. He's blaming it on red states like Indiana, where it's easier to purchase a gun.
They always say it. It doesn't resonate because everyone knows it's bullshit, thank God.
Exactly. Otherwise, there'd be the shootings at the rate of Chicago in Indiana, and that's just simply not happening. J.B. Pritzker did an interview with the Associated Press 2 days ago, and here's what he had to say.
You're going to hear people, especially this past weekend, 54 shot, 7 dead.
Yeah.
They're going to say the city's not safe. Would you ask your friends to ride the L after midnight or after, you know, 9 o'clock at night even to come down to the city from O'Hare?
Look, big cities have crime. There's no doubt about it. But let's just pay attention to what President Trump is doing to our...
Pause that for a second. That's bullshit. First of all, in New York City, Mayor Bloomberg, during his 3 terms, and Giuliani, for that matter,
stop and frisk,
stopped crime. Okay, New York had over 2,000 almost 2,000 homicides in '93. It's still too high now. I mean, it's spiked with De Blasio because De Blasio's another piece of shit. But
endorsed Mondani.
Yeah, exactly. I know, But Mayor Bloomberg. Listen, Mayor Bloomberg is horrible on gun control. I get it. I mean, when he was a Republican, he was a pro gun control, you know, nut. But he made that city safer.
Yeah.
That city was safe to be around. New York City, you can do anything you want. There weren't any homeless people assaulting folks. The mentally ill weren't screaming in the streets. There wasn't any weird shit going on. And now De Blasio comes in and it's wrecking the city, and now we have a mess. I mean, it's going to be a mess if that Mondani motherfucker gets in there. But that's bullshit, JB.
Yeah, he said, look, big cities have crime. Let's pay attention to what Donald Trump is doing. So he just basically brushed aside the failures of the city.
He knows it's a problem. They know it's a problem. Of course everyone knows it's a fucking problem.
And where the hell is Black Lives Matter protesting this? Like, of these 54 people shot, I guarantee a majority of them are black.
Well, they can't.
Seven people dead. Why aren't they rioting in the streets? That J.B. Pritzker just doesn't care. He said, look, Big cities have crime. Yeah. Big cities have crime. He doesn't care about those black lives because they don't matter to him.
Remember, they need to pay some people to protest, and they can't really do that right now because nobody wants to be the treasurer, because whoever it is going to be slapped with a bunch of legal filings because they might have stolen the money.
Yep, you're absolutely right. They don't want to be investigated.
Right? Don't they have like $70 million in a bank account and nobody's being, oh, I don't know. I don't know what the money is. That's not my money. I don't know who got the money. Who's the money? Where's the money? Yeah. That money? Not my money.
So Brandon Johnson isn't planning on cooperating, but finally someone who is Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C. She's going to continue a lot of Trump's policies. This was written in the Washington Post. Muriel Bowser on Tuesday ordered indefinite coordination between city and federal law enforcement officials, a powerful indication of her willingness to cooperate with President Donald Trump's effort to take over public safety in the capital city. So in other words, she's been getting the funding. Well, not the funding for her city, but she doesn't have to spend it like she would normally have to patrol her city. The National Guard's there, and the city has become safe. So why wouldn't you take those free resources if the federal taxpayer are paying for it instead of your city? Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you? And Brandon Johnson should too. So a lot of crazy stories, a lot of crazy criminals.
I mean, I would have. I think martial law should be established in these cities. But that's just me. Well, you guys ever seen The Siege with Bruce Willis when he still was cognitive? Like, I think that's what we should do right now. I want tanks. I want drones with Hellfire missiles. I want helicopters. I want not just the guard. I want special forces. I want the 82nd Airborne. I want the full might of the American military in our cities.
And Trump 2020 right now. Let's go.
New Trump forever.
Trump forever.
Yeah. Well, Trump forever. What's Trump, the Congress? It's Trump. The Trump. Courts are Trump. Everything's Trump. So there you go.
Well, Trump indicated he's going to be expanding this to cities, not just Chicago, but he was speaking today that he was looking at it, sending them to L.A. and also New Orleans. He said New Orleans could use a lot of cleanup, and they have a great Republican governor down there, Jeff Landry, who is welcoming the troops. I think he should send them to all the swing states. I mean, this is an 80-20 issue. Let's send it to, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Let's get them all the swing states, and people are going to see crime going down. And exactly.
Especially when we use those troops to remove the governors. I think the governor should be detained until until crime is down to zero, which means that they'll be there forever. So that's the point.
Yeah. Well, J.D. Vance went to Minneapolis today to pay his respects to the two poor victims. Students at the Christian school in Minneapolis.
Annunciation Catholic School.
And it was just awful how he was met by protesters. There were protesters across the street holding trans flags. And they were shouting at him to do more. Here's a quick example of that. They called him a coward, and they were holding trans flags.
Well, it sounds
as if they were in solidarity with the killer.
Yeah, it sounds like there's only like four of them, though.
Four
is too many. I know.
And there's a time and place, and it's just it was just so disgusting. Yeah.
Also, Minnesota has red flag laws, by the way. So if y'all want to, if any anti-gunners want to go there, you can't. It's up to the family to do that, and apparently they were fine. As you mentioned last week, Corey, they were fine letting this person be mentally ill. So
I
didn't say anything.
Robert Westman, the trans psycho killer of two young individuals, is one of many trans shooters we've seen in the last 5-10 years, when this social phenomenon is continuing and getting worse. Everyone says, well, transgender people don't commit as many crimes as normal people. I'll call them normal people, whatever language they use. They forget that trans people are about 1% of the population, so it's not exactly apples to apples. But if you take that 1% of the trans of people, they are much more likely to be a mass shooter than the regular general public.
40% of mass shootings since 2020, or would-be mass shootings, were committed by people who were transgender or suspect of being trans. And I hate that. That's not a defense.
Yeah.
That they're more likely to be victims than perpetrators. That's like saying, well, illegal aliens. That's the same thing they use for illegal aliens.
Yeah.
And crime. It doesn't fucking matter. They're committing crimes. They're shooting kids or illegal aliens. They're doing that, driving drunk, human trafficking like Abrigo Garcia. We want them out. Yeah. And it's just...
Once you cut through the gang violence, the revenge, the romance gone bad noise, all that kind of stuff where these murders happen. I mean, it happens among gangs.
Yeah.
You take that away, and then 40% of school shooters, would-be shooters since 2020, have been trans or suspected of being trans.
So you,
that's a high number.
Listen, I'm just going by the liberal media's rules here, Corey. We have an epidemic.
Yeah.
We have an epidemic. Should we drop the big E word? Yes.
Well, I'm hoping Trump comes out with an announcement soon. We need to officially add transgenderism to the mental illness registry,
which is what it was before. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and other countries do. And the second you do that, you can't buy a firearm. You can't have a job in federal office.
Yeah.
Throw them in a cell and figure it out. You know?
Yeah.
Mental institutions need to come back.
Bring back electroshock therapy, too. Bring all that shit back.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was much safer when these quote-unquote inhumane methods of treating the mentally ill were around, frankly, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I think we've had enough of the bullshit.
Yeah,
finally call them out.
Get them locked up, and we can debate what we're going to do with them later.
So, speaking of disappointments for the left, Trump is not implicated in the new documents dumps of the Epstein files. I'm sure, Vespa, you tried to sift through some of them yesterday.
It's all redacted.
But they were uploaded in like such a weird format.
Oh, a weird format. They're all redacted. Yeah, they're all redacted to hell. It's basically worthless. Even Thomas Massie, who has been a pain in the ass on this, on our side, admitted that it was worthless. And then today they had the big presser on the Capitol steps, where we learned that Trump has actually been helping the victims since 2009. They had their usual sit down with NBC. I believe Haley Jackson. I can't believe she asked this question. This is about justice for the victims and accountability, right, of Jeffrey Epstein. So therefore, she has to ask these people: was Donald Trump ever involved in basically raping you? Or party.
I do have to ask, and I know, and it's just something that I think we're compelled to at this moment, with the attention on President Trump, with these questions around a pardon, did anybody see or hear of the president himself doing anything inappropriate as it related to Jeffrey Epstein?
No.
Yeah.
No.
And, you know, listen, I know she's not the most reliable witness, but Ghislaine Maxwell said the exact same thing. Remember, Democrats really wanted her to get deposed. She gets deposed, says Trump did nothing. Now they're mad. So that's... how many people have said that Trump really wasn't involved? It's just basically, again, two really f***ing rich guys hanging out at similar events where there's other f***ing rich people, because that's what New York is, as the financial capital of the country and the world. So it's just like...
And here's what you mentioned earlier, that attorney. There was a press conference outside of the Capitol today with Epstein survivors of his abuse. And I hope these victims get the justice they deserve.
Yeah.
The whole goal of the left is to implicate Trump in
trouble. That's the only thing they care about.
They don't care about justice. They want to get Trump. And here's an attorney for these poor individuals saying that Trump actually tried to help, like you just said.
Thank you all for being here.
I'll go first and then I'll let them. They're much more important than me, but I don't understand why it's a hostile act. I can tell you that I talked to President Trump back in...
Was that a Freudian slip, by the way?
President Trump back in 2009, and several times after that, he didn't think that it was a hoax then. In fact, he helped me. He got on the phone. He told me things that were helping our investigation. Now,
does that sound like a guy who's guilty? I don't think he'd be helping the investigation if he's guilty and he doesn't want things to be invited or things to be put out about him.
Yeah, obviously. Exactly. Yeah.
So, by the way, all these women, and again, my sympathies to them. Their lives were destroyed by Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. They say, you know, there's no list. They're there to say that they will be putting together their own list, but they use this big platform and a whole bunch of microphones, a whole bunch of media outlets, and they didn't name any names today.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
If we're still just gonna be talking about this, say the names. Like, why are you teasing this for so long?
Well,
just get it all out
there. I think Ari Epstein, that lawyer, probably said, don't do that because then you can face legal action for if someone's falsely accused or not.
I guess, but how many? We've got a decade now.
Corey, this shit goes slow, man. You know, it goes slow.
Will it be? How does this resolve? Will it be? Yeah. Will we get the names by the end of the Trump administration, or is this going to be a midterms? Who fucking, they wanted to keep it that way. Know, the 2028 man. Issue. Listen,
who fucking knows? I mean, it's not an American case, but you know, 1972, you know, Bloody Sunday, right? The Derry mm-hmm. protests that devolved with the British paratroopers shooting the, you know, protesters.
Mm-hmm.
Took until 2010 for that inquiry to conclude.
Yeah.
And
right.
David Cameron had to issue an apology. So it's just like, it goes slow, man.
So expect a lot of this.
There's mountains of evidence. Too. For every single person, there's probably like a docket like the size of like K2.
But I will say Donald Trump is shooting himself in the foot when he calls it a hoax. Next question, hoax. I know he doesn't want to talk about it because, you know, there's other great accomplishments he'd rather spend time on. But what he should say is, yes, we want to see the list. Our sympathies to the victim. We'll get to the bottom of this and release it as soon as possible. I wish he would just say that.
Yeah.
Because him calling it a hoax, because years ago it wasn't a hoax, according
to
him.
And he should probably add that it might not be concluded at the end of his presidency.
Yeah. Like,
you know, like, I mean,
he's only prolonging the issue by the answers that he's giving. He did it again today. It's a hoax.
I mean, this whole thing was mismanaged and blown, especially when you have H. E. Bondi saying that, like, she had the client list on her desk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then promised that she would release it post haste, and I'm just like, no.
Come on, Pam.
I mean, honestly, I'm kind of mad about it. I mean, she's the reason why this is now like a thing.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Because she kind of shot her mouth off and
overpromised
and you know, didn't go through the proper protocols, obviously. And now you have Trump doing his thing of deny, defense, and calling it a hoax when we know it's not. But
yeah.
Yeah. Listen, not everyone bats 1,000, and Trump struck out on this one. But
for sure. There's things that he hasn't done correctly. We'll take most of the victories, but sometimes he can improve on certain messaging for sure. One message that did go over pretty well, and the Venezuelan cartels got the message.
Oh
pretty
my
good.
God! That guy.
You see that video?
Barbecue, narco barbecue.
Yeah, the military last night struck a Venezuelan narco terrorist group. They were traveling on boat, planning to
deliver.
Yeah,
it looked like a fucking gondola is what it looked like, and it got blown the fucking hell.
They're from the group Tren de Aragua,
the
cartel down in Venezuela. They were delivering drugs to the United States, and Donald Trump made the announcement on True Social last night. He said, TDA is a designated foreign terrorist organization operating under the control of Nicolas Maduro, responsible for mass murder, drug trafficking, sex trafficking and acts of violence and terror across the United States and Western Hemisphere. The strike occurred while the terrorists were at sea in international waters transporting illegal narcotics heading to the U.S. The strike resulted in 11 terrorists killed in action. No U.S. forces were harmed in this strike. Please let this serve as notice to anybody even thinking about bringing drugs into the United States of America. Beware. And then signed off with his patented thank you for your attention to this matter with about like 12 exclamation points. You think the cartels got the point?
Yeah, but they're going to still go and try because that's what cartels do.
Yep. And as predictable, you know, whenever we eliminate terrorists bringing drugs into the country, the left freaks out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, well, he didn't get due process.
Yeah.
Well, this is a designated foreign terrorist organization. You don't need due process when they're terrorists. Guy Kenneth Roth, drug trafficking is a crime, not an act of war. Traffickers must be arrested, not summarily executed. Ed Krasenstein, the little midget dwarf.
The one who fled to Japan?
Yeah, that
and then
guy.
And then the tidal wave hit. So that guy is just like a harbinger of death and destruction wherever he f***ing goes.
He tweeted, all I can say is that I hope Trump is using actual evidence that these are actual drug traffickers and gang members in Venezuela, unlike what he did with the 280 immigrants who he sent to CECOT prison for being gang members without any legitimate evidence or
well,
any cases.
No one gives a f***. Goodbye.
Yeah, bye. And there, I could read 100 of these. The left freaking out. Again, they take an 80-20 issue.
Yeah.
They take the 20% side.
Almost, I mean, this is almost a throwback to, remember in the first Trump presidency when everyone was really upset that Kim Jong-un was assassinated in the interview?
Yeah,
you remember
kind
that?
Of, yeah.
They were like, how dare we show the assassination of a world leader? And it became like a Kim Jong-un suck-off fest for like 4 fucking months, along with, you know, Sony's emails being leaked, which was bad for them. But I'm like, we're really doing this for Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
We're doing this right now?
Yeah, I mean, for real.
Like.
And the New York Times says, expect more of these strikes to come, and I am here for it. Yeah. Vespa, is this what you voted for?
I've voted for this 20 times.
So that's what's going on in Venezuela. Meanwhile, over out in China, Xi Jinping is holding a summit with world leaders. Russia, North Korea, Kim Jong-un, like you were just speaking of.
Yeah.
They're having a military parade.
You know, yeah. He travels by train. He doesn't fly.
Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
Well, he's got to cross the ocean.
I'm pretty sure he just goes by train. Into China? Isn't this in China?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just, you know.
Isn't there a little bit of water in
North Korea? No, he takes the long way. He goes up, he crosses the Yalu River.
You know better than I do.
The Yalu River and into China, yeah.
I didn't realize
that. Remember when Trump met him in Vietnam?
Yeah.
He took the fucking train from North Korea all the way down the goddamn fucking Vietnam. The train was probably something from like, you know, Thomas the train engine. It's not like something modern. It ain't the fucking Acela. That's why the guy had to leave like 2 months before the fucking summit, mm-hmm. because it would take him that goddamn long to get down there.
Yeah.
Thing probably runs on coal still, like in Back to the Future Part 3.
That's hilarious. Sometimes everyone is jealous of what China's like able to build a bridge in 3 days. Look at this thing; it's magnificent.
Yeah.
But it's still made in China.
Yeah, it's a piece
it's
of
made
shit.
In China.
Yeah.
Quite
yeah.
literally, it'll fall.
Literally,
in three
yeah.
days.
The 12th car that goes over, the bridge collapses. So good, good.
Yes, get your rides in while you can.
Yes, and God knows how many people died making that fucking thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously,
how many Uyghurs have
you
died? So they're having this military parade. Busting out all their aircrafts, tanks, all this kind
of
stuff.
None
over
of which
on CNN,
work.
There you are just absolutely fawning over the military might. Here's Caitlin Collins last night.
We're watching live pictures tonight. Right now, a massive parade underway in Beijing as the Chinese President Xi Jinping is showing off his country's arsenal and military might to the world and to the more than 24 foreign leaders who are there in person attending this military parade.
Anyway, it could go on and on. It's a 5-minute segment. And Caitlin Collins
first
goes
of all,
like, this is so impressive.
Yeah, that plane looked like it was made out of paper mache. So I don't know what the they're like this massive display. They're all the same. It looks like a goddamn model from like, I don't know.
You're probably right. But
yeah,
do you remember?
They're all white, man. That's not complain. Get out of here.
You might be right. We do need to investigate this. But I don't know. Do you remember Caitlin Collins fawning over Donald Trump's military parade he had around July 4th?
Oh, no.
Do you remember that?
It was the dark day in America. This is the beginning of the end, celebrating the U.S. Army's anniversary. How dare we have tanks in the streets?
The juxtaposition, how it was so evil for the U.S. to do it, but for China to do it, it's just so impressive.
Well, everyone gets the yellow fever over there at CNN. They fucking love it. They can't get enough of it.
So Trump took to Truth Social. He commented on this this display. He said, directing this truth at China, he said, many Americans died in China's quest for victory and glory. I hope that they are rightfully honored and remembered for their bravery and sacrifice. Speaking about Americans. May President Xi and the wonderful people of China have a great and lasting day of celebration. Please give my warmest regards to Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un as you conspire against the United States of America.
Oh my God.
So he's
I love
just trolling
it.
Them.
I just love it.
He understands what's happening over there. They're not our friend. They are our enemy. And they're having these big meetings to plan our demise.
Yeah.
But we won't let it happen, will we?
Iran was there, right? Wasn't one of the leaders?
I'm not positive that he was, to be honest. Was he?
Let's check. Hold on.
Iran, China.
Because if it is true.
Ditches Russia. I'm not sure, but we know that they're allies.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, it's everyone who's gotten their nuts clipped by us is at this fucking meeting. So. hold on a second. Wait a minute. Wow. It's stop traffic.
Hold on.
It's Belarus, Iran, North Korea, Russia, and China. So basically, and Slovakia.
So all our enemies.
So basically,
Iran was there.
Yeah. So basically, all these like rinky dink tin pot piece of countries. Okay.
Yeah. Have fun.
Whatever.
I just witnessed a flyover our offices earlier today.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
As the Polish Prime Minister was visiting the Oval Office. And I guarantee our military jets can kick the asses of every single one of these people who are attending there and trying to spread their military might.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Vespa, what are you keeping an eye on right now? Anything catching your eye?
Not really. Scott Jennings. Jennings. I'm going over the. I'm going back to the whole gerrymander wars.
Oh yeah, that's heating up. Should be resolved pretty soon.
Yeah.
A lot more coming up from you on townhall.com. Yeah. But that'll wrap it up today.
Yeah, we're done.
This is Fun Vespa. If you have any comments, please email us at triggered@townhall.com. And if you enjoyed Triggered, want it uncensored, become a Town Hall VIP member today. You can use promo code FIGHT for 60% off your membership. We'll be directing funds to here at Triggered and get access to Triggered Uncensored, which is also ad-free. And you'll also be getting VIP members-only content like Matt Vespa's VIP columns, Kurt Schlichter's, Katie Pavlich's, all their VIP columns. Thanks to all of you who have already become VIP members. It means the world to us. And for those who haven't yet, we love you anyway. Don't forget, and I mean this, please, 5-star ratings and reviews go a long way to helping us beat the Big Tech algorithm. If you'd like to reach out, again, the email is triggered@townhall.com. Vespa, we'll see you next week.
Yep, see you then.